And I want to say the Lord's merciful. In Psalms 103, verse 11 says, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him." The Lord is merciful. He's been merciful to my family, and especially ever since we went to the mission field. The Lord's watched over us, and he's protected us. He gave us our houses. We prayed specifically for our houses. We didn't just pray for a house. We prayed for how many rooms we wanted, and what kind of kitchen I wanted. And the Lord answered it both in Guadalajara while in language school and in Lagos. And I thank the Lord for that, because it makes it easier on me if I'm happy where I'm at. And the Lord watched over us when David got bit by a dog. At first it was real scary. We thought we were going to have to give him rabies shots. But when we got to the emergency room, the dog was there. And so we got to take the dog to the rabies center, and David was spared the shots. The Lord was good to us when he took our truck. He stole our truck for us. And the Lord gave us a peace that passes all understanding when he did that. And I actually rejoiced when I got on the bus every morning and went to school and hung out the door like all the rest of the the Mexicans. And then we came back up here, and the Lord provided us with another truck.
Amen.
Much nicer and much prettier than the one we had, and a bigger and a better camper. And then the Lord has blessed us in Lagos also. The Lord has allowed us to work with Adrian and Arlene Silva, and it's been an encouragement to me to see the men go out and preach every day. And I know it's hard on them, and I just pray that I'll be the helpmate that I ought to be while I'm there. And he's been merciful to us since we've been up here, too, because Laura got hit by a car a week ago Monday. And she could have been killed, but the Lord was merciful, and she just had five stitches in her head, and she's okay. But what was really on my heart ever since we left for the mission field is John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease.
Amen.
This has been on my heart ever since Eddie surrendered to go to the mission field, because until I allow him to increase and I decrease, the Lord's not going to be able to work through me. And that's what I ask, that y'all pray for, not just me and Eddie and Adrian and Arlene and Lagos, but all the missionaries, that will allow the Lord to increase in our life so that his work can grow and can see the fruits of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And she didn't cry.